The art of visual storytelling through still photography requires a unique blend of technical mastery, creative intuition, and a deep understanding of human connection. Preserving the fleeting milestones of childhood and the authentic bonds of a family is about much more than just a well-composed shot. It is about capturing a legacy that will be cherished for generations. We explore the world behind the lens and the delicate process of turning brief, candid moments into timeless works of art with longtime Park City photographer, Tara Sylvester. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money.
Good morning.
Okay, so I know you've been a local photographer in Park City for quite a while. How long has it been?
We're going on 25 years.
And what's the range of different types of photographs that you've taken over your career, like different events or dogs, cats?
Let's see, families, children, weddings, corporate events, models, headshots, real estate, print work. I've done it all. I've started doing hotels.
What's the path that led you to this as a career? Is this something you thought you'd be doing when you were 9 years old?
I don't know, actually. I used to pretend to be a photographer when I was little. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think so. The path I was interested in, I did some schooling for it. And yeah, I just started taking classes in it, and all of a sudden, it became my career. My teacher actually started working for me, mentoring me, mm-hmm. Kerry Jones, really cool guy. And he shot my first wedding with me, and he was an amazing teacher, amazing friend, too.
You mentioned weddings, and it's come up now twice. That has got to be the highest stress thing that you do, because you don't get a chance to do it over again.
Yeah, there's no redos. it's really fun. I've traveled all over the country and out of the country doing weddings. I just was in Costa Rica photographing a wedding 2 weeks ago. That was really fun. Starting to get back into it. Took a break. I have four kids. So took a break after my third baby was born and starting to do more of them again. So, yeah.
So what is your favorite subject, whether it's animals, no living, like nature, hotels, what's
definitely people, pets. I like families, people, for sure.
Yeah.
Seniors, yeah. Senior portraits.
So family sessions can be unpredictable, especially with young children. Mm-hmm. What is your go-to strategy for turning a chaotic moment into a beautiful, authentic photograph?
Well, I mean, you can't control chaos, right? So I just kind of trust that everything will work out and try to connect with the family and try to capture just the moments of laughter, maybe screaming, just whatever goes. And usually it works out fine, and just try to be calm and go with it and just connect with the family and the child or the chaos.
I am willing to bet that over the amount of time you've been doing this, you've got four or five go-to strategies for trying to get a misbehaving or crying kid to cooperate. Tell us about some of the things you do.
Maybe try to be silly. Try to be as chaotic as them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes
does it
that work?
Yeah,
yeah. Actually. Sometimes just hang out and let them work it out themselves. Mm-hmm. Just being calm kind of works, too. Sometimes it takes longer than you want, but usually it works out fine.
Do you bring like a portable chair and a glass of wine while you wait?
I've thought about it, but no, not usually. Usually everyone's just great. I don't really approach that kind of a problem much, but I try to be candid with whatever goes and capture that moment, and usually the families really appreciate that. So,
nice. Yeah. So in today's modern world, which of course we live in, a lot of photos live on smartphones.
Yep.
Why do you still believe it is vital for families to invest in high quality physical prints and albums?
Pictures get lost on smartphones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, or forgotten about. So that's kind of a thing. It's great to have them on your smartphone. I do offer digitals with everything I shoot, but portraits, albums, it's nice to have as like an heirloom to pass down to just different generations, you know, and it's just nice to kind of touch and feel and look at something. I think it's just art, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, art's a good point, because lots of us take lots of pictures, as Kevin mentioned, with our smartphones. But sometimes a professional photographer like yourself catches something in the photograph that is extraordinary. And, you know, I can never do that, okay? Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? And you know, it's sort of like you know it when you see it, that this one has captured that personality. That's sort of what you're out to do. Does it take patience? Does it take time? Does it take skill? How do you do it? Mm-hmm. Or all of the above?
I guess all of the above. Mm-hmm. I just take a lot, observe, and yeah, all of the above.
It's something you can't put, it's art, you can't put words to it.
Yeah, it just, there's so many different.
Yeah, that would be like asking Spielberg how he gets, you know, performances out of, you know, specific people. I don't know, I've just been doing it for decades.
It's emotion, it's lighting, it's connection, there's so many different things that go into it, so.
So for all the people who are self-conscious in front of a camera,
mm-hmm.
What techniques do you use during a photo session to break down the walls and help your clients feel comfortable and confident so that they can be the best subject they can be?
Well, I like to ask my clients if there's anything they like when being photographed, anything they dislike. If there's a side they like, there's a side they don't like. And, you know, if they want it to be a faster session, a longer session, and usually I'll get a feel for what they like. And a lot of times they'll tell me, I hate getting my picture taken, and I'll try to make it fast and painless. I'll tell them that. And usually people feel comfortable with me, I think. So that just kind of puts them at ease. I'll take a lot and... we usually find quite a few that they end up liking, and they're surprised by that. So
every photographer has a signature or a style. How did you find your visual voice, and how do you ensure your work remains consistent while still reflecting the unique energy of each family you shoot? I know that's a complex one.
Just, I guess, slowing down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trusting my instincts, just going with whatever comes to the subject.
Yeah, I know.
Just slowing down. I think that's the biggest one.
That's a good advice through life. Just, slow down and smell the roses or...
Yeah, I try to do that every day.
What's that?
That's hard. It's a hard one.
Or the coffee.
Or slow down, smell the coffee. Slow down, take another sip of coffee. Well, we could always say slow down for the people coming into town on 248 or 224.
Right.
That's always a good one. So light is often described as a photographer's primary tool. Mm-hmm. So whether you are, I didn't even check. Are you just on location or do you do studio shoots?
Yeah, I do studio and mostly everything is outdoor. I used to have a studio outside the home. Right now I have an indoor studio and then I have a studio that I can rent as well for people who want a studio shot. But we have such beautiful, you know, spots here in Park City and Salt Lake.
Now, are you exclusively using digital techniques or do you ever use film?
I do use film. Some people want to pay a little extra for film and I love using film.
It looks different, doesn't it?
It's so fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you don't get as many. I shoot so much more digitally, but I do film sometimes. So,
yep. Well, doesn't digital mean you have that many more to go through and find?
Oh, yeah. You get a lot more options.
Yeah. Do you find it hard to have your film developed or are there still enough places
there's a couple spots that I use for film development.
What about black and white?
Oh yeah. Black and white.
Do you do that at home?
I don't know.
Okay. No. I remember when I was a kid, I tried to do that and boy, did I screw it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so back to the light, mm-hmm. whether you're in a studio or on location, how do you use lighting to evoke specific moods, emotions, or tell a deeper story within the frame?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the subject and how they want the shoot to be, like what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. If it's a family and they want it bright and airy and, you know, it's outdoors in Park City and that's what we get, great. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what it is, that golden hour light. I love that. That's typically when I like to shoot, in the evening, usually. Sometimes really early morning, rare. But I do like that. Sometimes it's dark and moody, and that can be a whole different vibe to it, you know? And then in the studio, just a real dramatic headshot, maybe for a actor that wants to portray that, you know, you change up the lighting and tone it down a little bit, you know, you can do that too. Or they want a very classic, you know, brighter headshot with lighting. You can change it in so many different ways.
In Park City itself, or, you know, right here in this area, what is your favorite location?
Oh, wow. In Park City, I have a few favorites, but I guess I'd say Guardsmen.
Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
With all the aspen trees up there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We always see people, you know, dress up in their wedding attire with over at the White Barn, over at McPullen Barn.
Yeah. I really like the McPullen Barn, too, especially in the winter. Mm-hmm. It's a great spot.
And down in Salt Lake, do you shoot at the Capitol?
I love the Capitol. Wow. I love the Capitol. I'm actually shooting a wedding there tomorrow.
Fun.
Yep. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
What's the weather like for tomorrow?
Well, we might have to be indoors, and that's why our backup option is the Capitol. So yeah, it's going to be great. We're excited for it, but the Capitol is beautiful and very excited for it.
So the photography industry is constantly changing with new technology and social media trends.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance staying current with modern tools while staying true to the timeless principles of professional photography?
Let's see.
Flashing back and using film. Right?
yeah. Love film. I stay current. I use tools. I mean, I stay current with tools that are offered. But I guess I use modern technology to enhance my photos. But at this, you know, that's about it.
Yeah.
Really, that's about it.
Do you have to buy a new camera every year?
No. But every few years, I buy a new camera. Yeah.
And is it because what is that number? The megapixels go up each year and it gives you a better...
Well, when you take as many photos as I do, it's time.
You wear them out.
You wear them out.
Yeah. A digital camera can wear out.
Yeah, they do. And you start getting weird things happening.
No kidding. Because I know a film camera can wear out with the shutter.
Yeah, it's not as common. They last a lot longer than the digital cameras. But because think about it, you're shooting like a wedding, I'll easily shoot thousands of pictures. But back in the day when I shot weddings with film, it would be like, I'm going to shoot 10, 20 rolls of film at 36 pictures on nothing compared to what I shoot now. So, and that's another thing about slowing down with film. You really, really slow down when you're shooting with film, you know, and you really, you know, your intent for the shot is there's so many things to think about when you're shooting film too.
So 25 years, do you still love it?
I love it even more every year. I love it more.
And is there another chapter to Tara Sylvester's life after photography?
Yes. Travel with my husband.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you've traveled a lot for photography. You just want to travel where you don't have to work.
Yeah. I mean, but I can picture myself working at 80 and photographing. I love it that much.
That's
so
fun.
I'd be perfectly fine doing that here and there.
So how can our listeners get in touch with you?
They can reach me at Tara Sylvester Photography on Instagram, Facebook, Photography by Tara Sylvester, 435-962-1913, TaraSylvesterPhotography.com. All the things right there.
Wonderful. We just spent a few minutes with Park City local professional photographer Tara Sylvester. Tara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.